T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning. It is 8:31. You're listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is Thursday, December 7th. Spirit AeroSystems making a major economic announcement yesterday, talking about adding 1,000 new jobs and $1 billion in capital investments during the next 5 years. Wichita Mayor Jeff Longwell telling KSN News it's about more than just the jobs.
It's not just 1,000 jobs. 1,000 jobs is all Spirit gets credit for. But we can guarantee you historically it's about a 3-to-1 multiplier. They don't get credit for that multiplier, but we know it's going to happen.
The project, the culmination of an economic development deal involving city, county, and state officials. It's 8:32 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Let's get a look at that cold forecast coming up. Let's get the details from meteorologist Dan Holliday. Dan?
Good morning. Some of the coldest air so far this season has moved into south central Kansas. That's giving us a chilly start to the day, then sunny and breezy this afternoon. Our temperature in the upper 20s by lunchtime, 34 this afternoon. Clear and 20 tonight. Tomorrow's high 48. And good news by the end of the weekend. Sunday, we could be in the low 60s. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thank you, Dan. Right now in Wichita, we have a sunny sky. It is 19 degrees. With a wind chill of 6.
Thousands of acres have been destroyed by several fast-moving wildfires in the Los Angeles and Ventura counties areas in California. Firefighters think that things may even get worse today, as winds in the region may hit up to 80 miles an hour and fan those flames. Fox's Jonathan Hunt has more.
One of the most dangerous today was in the famous and wealthy enclave of Bel Air, right along the side of the 405 freeway, one of the busiest in L.A. The Bel Air area, home to many multi-million dollar mansions. 4 homes, we are told, were destroyed in that fire. Flames are still burning, although the L.A. Fire Department believes they do have a pretty good hold on that fire right now. But fire departments across Southern California are on very, very high alert and will remain so for the next 24 to 36 hours.
Over 150,000 people have been evacuated, over 200 buildings destroyed, and schools in the region are closed because smoke has made air quality so bad.
A gun locker installed at the Sedgwick County Courthouse at the cost of $73,000 is being questioned because of low usage.
County Commissioner Dave Unruh raised the question at this week's staff meeting. Unruh voted against the gun locker when it was approved in March. The Wichita Eagle reports the locker has been used 62 times the last 6 months, primarily by a pair of lawyers who check their weapons when they go to court. Unruh says the locker is unnecessary and a waste of money. Commissioner Jim Howell said the gun locker is a matter of principle because, quote, people have a right to protect themselves. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Sam Brownback remains the governor of Kansas while he awaits U.S. Senate confirmation to take an ambassador post in the Trump administration.
But he has allowed fellow Republican Lieutenant Governor Jeff Collier to make major decisions for the administration, leading to an awkward situation in running the state. Collier is now overseeing the drafting of budget proposals that will be submitted to lawmakers in January. Brownback has even delegated 2 cabinet appointments to his successor. Collier was headlining a significant announcement Wednesday in Wichita involving aircraft manufacturer Spirit AeroSystems, while Brownback was lighting the State House Christmas tree. Some legislators said they don't know which one of them to approach about important issues. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
The Jacksonville Jaguars are full of baloney, or at least they're about to be. Fox's Matt Napolitano has details.
Jags head coach Doug Marrone loves his bologna.
There's a little brown on the bologna, you know, because after a while it gets a little late, and I was like, I'm going to eat it anyway.
Well, the good news for the coach is that he's getting a fresh supply. The Beef Checkoff and National Hot Dog and Sausage Council delivering 100 logs of Boar's Head beef bologna to Everbank Field Wednesday after learning of Marrone's love affair with the deli meat. Each coach and player will get a log totaling 350 pounds of bologna for the Jaguars. By the way, Marrone's celebratory meal when the Jags win is a bologna and cheese sandwich, regular or fried, with a glass of milk. When they lose, it's a bologna and cheese sandwich with a glass of milk. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
And to go along with that, this latest health news will have you feeling a little extra cheesy.
Steve Urkel liked it. Some people think the moon is made of green cheese. And now a recent study in the European Journal of Nutrition says eating cheese every day might actually be good for you. Researchers from the Netherlands and China collected data from multiple studies that tracked participants for over a decade. And those who ate a little bit a day were less likely to develop heart disease or suffer strokes than those who rarely or never ate it. Noting cheese does have beneficial ingredients like calcium and probiotics. Experts warn that you can't eat enormous amounts due to saturated fats. The folks who benefited ate about a matchbook-sized amount a day. House Call for Health, I'm Joy Piazza, Fox News.
It is 8:37 with Steve and Ted in the morning. That means it's time to blur that fine line between news and entertainment. That's why it's called The Blur.
The Blur.
Let's give you some entertainment news this morning. The Person of the Year has been revealed by Time Magazine.
Time's Person of the Year isn't a person. It's a group. The Silence Breakers have been given that title this year. They are the ones who have shared their stories about sexual assault and harassment. Numerous women have spoken out in the last few months about sexual misconduct by dozens of high-profile men in sports, media, entertainment, and business. The movement was spawned by the Me Too hashtag, which was originally founded by activist Tarana Burke a decade ago. The runners-up to the Person of the Year were Chinese President Xi Jinping and President Donald Trump. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
The Twilight Zone is coming back.
Streaming TV is about to go back into another dimension.
You've just crossed over into the Twilight Zone.
Twilight Zone reboot is on the way to CBS All Access. Behind the series are Get Out's Jordan Peele, X-Men's Simon Kinberg, and Daredevil showrunner Marco Ramirez. In a statement, Peele cited the timeliness of the series in today's climate, saying, "Too many times this year, it's felt like we were living in a Twilight Zone, and I can't think of a better moment to reintroduce it to modern audiences." Peele made his directorial debut with the social commentary horror Get Out. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Remember that former DJ who was sued by Taylor Swift for groping her? He says he has finally paid up.
Stephanie Jass once held the record for most consecutive wins on Jeopardy.
Former DJ David Mueller was ordered to pay a symbolic $1 to Taylor Swift after he lost to her in a court battle. The singer claimed during a photo op Mueller had groped her, and a jury agreed. Mueller tells Associated Press he sent Swift that dollar in the form of a Sacagawea coin last week. He claims he sent the coin featuring a prominent Native American woman as a final jab at the singer in a case her side called a win for all women. Swift says she still hasn't gotten that dollar. Swift is one of the women known as the Silence Breakers, named as Time Magazine's Person of the Year. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Streaming and Feud highlight the Critics' Choice nominations.
FX's Feud led the broadcast television Critics' Choice Award nominations with 6 mentions.
They didn't actually need a reason to hate each other. It was chemical.
That was a feud of biblical proportion.
Todd! Did you get it?
Including Best Limited Series and a Best Actress nod for Jessica Lange. Not far behind, HBO's Big Little Lies picked up 5. Netflix was the big winner for overall nominations, taking 20 for a variety of series, including The Crown, Stranger Things, and American Vandal. HBO was a few paces back with 15 nominations. American Gods, The Crown, Game of Thrones, The Handmaid's Tale, Stranger Things, and This Is Us are the drama nominations. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
I'm glad to hear that Feud got some bling going its way. It was pretty entertaining. The Joan Crawford, Betty Davis feud. Yeah, Jessica Lange was Joan Crawford.
And I didn't get to see much of that, and I really wanted
Susan
to.
Susan Sarandon was Betty Davis, and they were both absolutely tremendous.
I bet they were.
That was a great show. It's a winning combination and a holiday tradition. The world's top stage performers joining forces with America's choir for an annual Christmas concert.
Fox on Stage, I'm Jane Metzler.
Please welcome 2-time Tony Award-nominated Broadway star, Laura Osnes.
For stars from around the world, it is one sought-after holiday gig. The chance to perform with what Ronald Reagan called America's Choir, the Mormon Tabernacle Choir, founded in 1847, a month after the pioneers entered the Salt Lake Valley. Mack Wilberg, the choir's acclaimed music director since 2008.
We have 360 singers at 100 in the orchestra, and then we have wonderful artists such as Rolando.
Opera star Rolando Villazon also serving as narrator. That's a first for the choir, making use of the powerhouse tenor's comedic talents. He's frequently compared to Buster Keaton. Christmas with the Mormon Tabernacle Choir airs on PBS stations and BYU TV starting Friday, December 15th. That's Fox on Stage.
And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon. Little boy blue and the man on the moon.
Cat's in the cradle. Big song by Harry Chapin.
Harry Chapin.
Back in the 70s. Today would have been Harry's 75th birthday. Of course, he passed away back in 1981 in a car crash. He was in his late 30s.
Yes, he was. In New York, I believe.
Mm-hmm. It was on the Long Island Expressway. Chapin also committed a humanitarian, posthumously awarded the Congressional Gold Medal for his efforts. Today would have been Harry's 75th birthday. Well, last night you had the late night comedians were certainly had plenty of material to work with. Sexual assault allegations were front and center. Let's check in with Late Night with Seth Meyers on NBC.
32 Democratic senators have now called on Senator Al Franken to step aside after another woman accused him of sexual misconduct. Also stepping aside, women when they see Al Franken coming.
Jimmy Kimmel Live on ABC.
I'm what's known in Hollywood as a triple threat. I sing, I dance, and I don't sexually harass people.
Neil Patrick Harris filling in there on Jimmy Kimmel.
There's only one of us left.
And The Late Show with Stephen Colbert on CBS.
The announcement was made on this morning's Today Show. They do it every year. It's always exciting for them. Really a shame Matt Lauer couldn't be there. Now, I said shame.
Ouch.
And Vladimir Putin was also a topic. Tonight's show starring Jimmy Fallon.
Vladimir Putin just announced he's seeking re-election.
What?
Really? Who's running against him? That's like running for class president when you're homeschooled. You know, like, think I'm going to win?
And Conan O'Brien last night on TBS.
And this morning, Vladimir Putin announced he's going to run for re-election. Yeah. Then this afternoon, he announced he'd won. So,
some of the late night comedians last night getting their yucks in.
They were in full bloom last night.
Entertainment
they?
News in the Blur is brought to you by our good friends at Pizza John's in Derby. They have lunch specials every day. Did you know that? From 11 a.m. to 3 p.m.
I believe you've told me that.
They have pizzas any size you want, a small, a medium, a large, even a giant. It'll feed a lot of people. You can build your own. You can get the all meat special. I could use about half of an all meat special right now.
That sounds good.
Supreme, a veggie lovers, whatever you want, they'll get you fixed up. They've been in business there since 1969, serving up tasty pizza for decades. Right there on K-15 at 208 South Baltimore. Pizza John's in Derby. It is 8:44 with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. We're just a few minutes away from a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal editor Bill Roy, and he'll be telling us about more about that big aviation announcement yesterday at Spirit AeroSystems. KNSS News Time is 8:45.
It's 19 degrees.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.